Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it is me, it is I, Sugarlicious Me. I'm in a kind of mood today, so you're going to have to forgive me because, yeah, yesterday I wasn't feeling too good, and today I decided to go ahead and do the show because, as always, the show must go on. It is 9:01 here in sunny, bright California. It is 11:01 if you are on the south side of the universe, and it is 12:01, just made lunchtime, if you are in the East Coast. How's everybody today? As I said before, I am not in the best of moods, but I promised myself, no matter what, I wouldn't do like it was before, because those who know me and those who used to listen to me know that I am one who, if I don't feel like doing it, I don't damn do it, and I just cancel shows. So I've been trying not to cancel, trying to go ahead and get out there and do what I have to do. So without any further ado, I am here for you. This topic is something that I wanted to talk about that maybe 2 or 3 months ago, but I kept putting it off, and I put it off until I went to go actually see my doctor, and I talked to his nurse, well, my friend Claudia, because she and I have become friends. So I've been going to him for goodness, maybe 3 years now, and she and I have become really good friends. And so she tells me about her life, what's going on with her life, and I tell her very, very limited about mine. I'm very proud when it comes to my real life, even in real life. But she was telling me something about her little girl. And what I asked her to come on the show, but she's like, oh, girl, I can't do it. I'm too scared. But so I'm going to tell her story for her. Claudia has a cute little girl. She just made 5. And Claudia did this, elaborate birthday party for her and everything. And Claudia was telling me that her little girl went to school one day, and they called her fat. Now, she's not fat. She's a chunky little 5-year-old. You could tell that she's going to grow out of it because she's just chunky. She's got fat little cheeks, but she's not fat. She's just chunky. There's a difference between a fat child and a chunky child. But anyway, she was saying that the kids were teasing her and telling her that she was fat. Now, not only did they tell her she was fat, but when she was eating her lunch, they were telling her that she shouldn't eat her lunch because she was going to get fatter. Now, this is a 5-year-old child. Now, that part in itself, you think, okay, kids are just kids, but this is what kind of triggered me to do this show is the fact that Claudia said once she got home, her little girl just refused to eat. She only wanted, a salad, and she only wanted fruit, and that's it. Now, this is a Hispanic family. So, of course, they eat tortillas and beans and rice and, just like us blacks, The only side of my family that doesn't eat like that is my Native American side. My father's family, they are very cultured, and they still live on a reservation, so when I go over there, it's basically like, oh, my God, really? Because they all eat so healthy, It's nothing like when I'm at my
my mother's side of the family when it's always like everything's like super buttered and super, you know, when they fry chicken, they fry chicken. I mean, they fry chicken in, God, what is it called? It's lard. So it's like, it's really, you know, it's basically a diabetic's nightmare, which I'm a diabetic, so it's a nightmare. But you still eat it because that's the way the family basically cooks. Anyway, she said her little girl just refused to eat. And then she was asking her, you know, why aren't you eating? What's the matter? She said, well, Mommy, I'm, you know, them says me fat. Now, this is exactly how the little girl said it. And Holly was like, who said that you were fat? And she's like, you know, my friends at school. Well, first of all, these little girls aren't your friends. I started to say something really mean. But it's sad that children at the age of 5 and 4 and 6 are looking upon another child's weight and telling another child that they shouldn't eat something because they're fat. Now, that honestly bothered me. And the reason why I think it bothered me so much is because these are children. You should not have to worry at age 5 years old that you're eating too much or that you're going to gain all this weight. You have, for that age, to worry about, you know, your outwardness. Because when I was little, and I'll admit it, you know, my grandma used to, you know, fix, you know, so much food for us, and we would just eat, and I was plump, you know. But once I got to high school, then that is when junior high school, that's when all the, you know, when all the fattiness came, you know, when I became fat is when I got into junior high school. After I got in high school, you know, I became, you know, cheerleader. They actually accepted me being a cheerleader, and I was more active. Of course, that's when all the weight dropped off or whatever. But at age 5 years old, you know, my grandmother wasn't sitting there, my mother wasn't sitting there going, oh, you know, you really do need to not eat that, or you really shouldn't, you know. And none of my friends did either. You know, none of my friends that I was associated with did anything to tell me that I shouldn't eat that or that I was fat. Matter of fact, I don't even think any of my friends even said anything about, you know, my weight, because I was, maybe because I was chunky, but it was, no one's ever, when I was little, no one ever, you know, said, oh, you shouldn't eat that, or, you know, you're too fat. And I'm thinking, damn, at age 5 years old, who is in these little girls' minds that they're thinking that they're fat, when we all know that when you're a child, especially when you're that age, you know, you're going to be, you know, I like to see little chunky little kids. The little skinny kids worry me, because I'm wondering, are they getting enough? Are they getting enough food? But I do, you know, when I see little chunky kids, I think they're so cute, their little cheeks or whatever. I never sit there and go, wow, you're going to be a fat adult. I never sit there and worry about that, especially when the child isn't fat. The child is just chunky. So it really bothered Claudia. Her baby, you know, did this spill for about almost a month where she wasn't eating anything. This is, you know, if her mother made her something, she just was eating vegetables, and she didn't even want any protein. And that's not good, because this is a grown little girl. You know, she needs her protein. She needs everything, you know, the bread, the fruit, of course, the sugars, everything. She's a growing little girl. But Claudia was saying she wasn't eating anything, and that really disturbed me as an individual, because I'm thinking, what on earth are we teaching our children that they can actually bully another child? And maybe to them it's not bullying them. Maybe they're just saying, hey, you're fat. But you're thinking, you know, what on earth is, you know, is triggering this? So I asked Claudia, you know, I said, can I see a picture of your little girl? Because I'm thinking, okay, maybe she is, you know, this really big kid, you know, because you do have children that are, you know, that are just big, weighing in the hundreds. This is, when I looked at the picture, I was like, are you kidding me? She was just chunky. She had little chunky cheeks. She didn't even really have a little tummy. You know, she had little chunky cheeks, little chunky legs, but you could tell she wasn't fat, you know. But when you talk to Claudia, to me, is not fat, refers to herself as being fat. because she's like, oh, I'm gaining all this weight, I'm fat. And I'm thinking, Claudia, you're not fat. What do you, what do you see fat on you at? She's like, oh, I am, I'm fat. I'm thinking, okay, maybe my idea of fat is someone else's idea of obese. Maybe I'm confused, because to me, obesity, which is what Claudia was saying she was, obesity to me is someone who can't get out of bed, who can't do normal chores, and who basically has just sit there and just don't give a shit anymore. But to me, when you say someone is fat, where do you get the fat from? Because I know when you always say that Jennifer Hudson was fat. I never saw Jennifer Hudson as being fat. I remember one time, Bam Bam, my husband's best friend in real life, was saying that he thought that Jennifer Hudson's appeal left her once she lost that weight. And, I mean, a lot of us cheered her on. I particularly didn't care one way or the other, but a lot of, people cheered her on once she lost that weight. But to me, Jennifer was never, obese. She was, to me, I thought she was chunky. I thought she had a beautiful face. She had a beautiful voice. And to me, that was more of her appeal than her outer look. You know, now that she's lost weight and everything, she's this poster person for, I think it's Weight Watchers, which to me, I don't believe she got that weight off with Weight Watchers, but that's my own thing. But to me, she was never fat. I mean, she was chunky. I mean, maybe I am really seeing a smaller picture than what most people see. Honestly, a five-year-old being called fat or obese, something is wrong there. And I know what is wrong there is TV. TV shows, movies, these children's role models, the fact of fitting in, it is just too much. TV basically tells you that to be beautiful, you have to starve yourself, be thin, plump lips, a small frame. That's being beautiful. When, goodness, I think when my mother was a young woman, being beautiful meant to be thick, to be voluptuous. That was being beautiful then. Even with my grandmother, it was being a full-figured woman. It was not being someone who was so thin that they couldn't even walk across, a modeling podium. But nowadays, everyone sees it as being just these thin women. And I think a lot of it has to do with little ones is this damn Toddlers and Tiaras program. If you look at this, they are basically selling a fantasy of a child. And it's not even a fantasy of a child. It is a fantasy of what a miniature adult should look like. Because some of these little girls look so old that it is scary. It really is scary because they look like little women. And the sad part about it is that, you wonder where men get these ideas of sexually abusing these little girls. Now, to me, you're putting it out there with these little girls having these women faces, hair, makeup, lipstick, and the perverted, I'm trying to keep my show clean today because I was, I'm trying to give this to, little girls to listen to. So, if you hear me catching myself, it's because I'm trying not to use profanity. But these sick, twisted individual men who work on children, you're giving them a fantasy of a little girl being an adult. Now, where do you think that that's going to lead to? When you tell your little girl, hey, it's okay to put on makeup like mommy, to wear, fake eyeshadow, fake teeth, eye color contacts, so forth. I remember when I was little, I never played in my mother's makeup. Never. My sister did. And I remember how she used to play, the lipstick was like all over her, like all beyond her lips, you know, shadow like all, you know, across the blush was like all over the place. She looked like a clown. But my mother's always, oh, you're so cute. You're all, look at my baby. You're so pretty. You're so cute. Because that is what's called trying to mimic, but letting her still be a child. The way these pageants are allowing these children to look is sad, because they're imitating being an adult, because they are. I know I had saw one where the little girl was dressed up like Madonna, and she had the you know how Madonna had that gold outfit on with the boobs, you know, with the, I don't know, it was a top like a bustier, and the boobs were sticking out from the outfit, you know, looked like two bullets. And I remember seeing a little girl on Tyler's and Tierra with that, and I'm thinking, are we, you know, are you really putting in this on TV and really showing this to children? You know, it makes you really, really wonder what in the hell, as adults, are we okay with? Are we pushing, you know, our children towards that we're accepting this? You know, and the thing is that these mothers are nutcases, because they're pushing their little girls to do this, and it's like when they don't win, they're so devastated they can't handle it, because they're not used to knowing that this is not something that's natural. This is not something that should be applauded. This is not something that, you know, you want your child to look at on a daily basis. And trust when I tell you, I don't think there's anything wrong with a friendly little bit of competition. If you keep these children as children, if when they walk on that stage, they look like little girls, there is nothing wrong with that. Allow them to win with their own beauty. You know, that would do so much more for their self-esteem. Too many people are too concerned with how someone looks. And I'll tell you, one of the biggest things that really pisses me off is this little fight or little, I wouldn't say fight, but this competition between Blue Ivy and, what's her name, Northwest? I think her little name is Northwest. That, to me, is so stupid, that you're putting these two children together and saying how Blue looks like this and how North looks like this. These are children. These are little girls. Who cares about Blue's hair? Who honestly cares about her hair? Who cares how she looks? She's a child. To say, you know, to put her up against another child who basically neither one of them are any type of in the acting business. They just have parents. Well, one has one parent, and the other one has two parents that are popular in the know. But really, who cares what Blue looks like? It seems to be, in the sad part about this, these are adults. These are children. These are adults that are picking on a child, picking on her hair, picking on how she looks. You know, I saw one where it says that that she looked like a crackhead. And I'm thinking, wow, really? You really are going to say that about a little one, that she looks like a crackhead? I don't understand it. What have we become as adults that we can really pick on a child and see the child as being a crackhead? Seriously, you really would put a child in that state of mind? Because internet doesn't go anywhere, people. Anything that's written on the internet does not leave. So right now, Blue doesn't understand any of this. She probably has no idea. But once she becomes older, this is something that could devastate her, that could really trigger her self-esteem. And we as adults, we need to be the balance of that. We need to basically show concern and support, not dragging down. What is she, 2, 3 years old? Seriously? You know, everybody's like, friend, how Northwest is so cute, and she's so this and she's so that. So what? Northwest could grow up to be an obese woman. Blue could grow up to be a complete talent. You never know. And to put them match to match parents, well, the fathers anyway, are close, you're really doing some damage there. And I don't think that as adults anybody gets it, anybody wants to get it. You're so busy. You know, if you want to pick on someone, pick on the adult. Don't pick on the kid. These kids have nothing to do with how they look. I remember how my grandma used to always say, because when I used to go, God, she's so ugly. My grandma said, you know what? Don't say that. She said, you know why? Because if they could make themselves, you think they would make themselves ugly. Now, what she was saying was, because I used to always laugh at it when I was younger, but then after I got to be an adult, I understood what she was saying. What she was saying was, if a person could make themselves, they would make themselves beautiful. God made them. So whatever God does is not a mistake, whether we think it is or not. I mean, I'll admit, I've seen ugly people. I've seen really not, I wouldn't say ugly, I would say not as attractive people on Facebook. But who am I to judge that? Because what's beauty on the outside, or what's not beauty on the outside, could be beautiful on the inside. You know, we need to stop looking at outer beauty and start looking at inner beauty, because a person can be beautiful on the outside and can be so ugly on the inside. And you know that happens more often than not when you see somebody who's, you know, they're beautiful. I'm sure I had an ex-friend who was absolutely gorgeous. The woman was gorgeous. She really, really was. She has the worst personality that I had ever seen in my life. Just nasty, 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 to the point where no one even wanted to deal with her. And she could not figure out why. And her first thought was that, oh, they're just jealous of how I look. Honey, it had nothing to do with how you look. No one was jealous of your outer beauty. They were more sick and tired of your nastiness. Because when I say she had like a chip on her shoulder, she did. Because everyone to her just was below her. And when you start thinking like that, when you start thinking that people are below you because of how you look, then you have issues. Anyway, I'm going to take a quick break. I need some water. So I'll be back with you in about one or even maybe two.
And where is... Mother, 'cause I'm going faster, faster than you, can drive, the body.
Join me. I am Sugarlicious. This is Coffee, Cream, and Sugar, and I am talking about little girls' self-esteem. I was just talking about that. I'm actually going to be doing a beauty contest in Second Life with the little ones. I'll probably be doing it in January, February, and I am going to make sure that they are staying in the role of being toddlers, meaning that no, skins with makeup and so forth. Those of you who don't know about Second Life, as I said before, that's not my issue. It's not my problem. You guys have been with me enough to know about SL. But anyway, I was talking about self-esteem and the point of how we're, as adults, need to be more aware of what we're doing to children as far as what they look like. I know there's been a lot of things about teens fitting in and their role models, and this is my thing, and don't come for me, Beyonce Police or Rihanna Police or Easy Police or whoever, but to me, we need to stop as women glorifying other women because of their beauty and because of their bodies. We as adult women need to start focusing more on a woman's accomplishments. And when I say that, and I mean this with all due respect, I'm not a Beyonce hater. I'm not a lover, but I'm not a Beyonce hater, Rihanna hater, any of them. But to me, your child's role model needs to be you. Unless you've got something going on in your life that is in question. Your child should look up to you as being the person that they want to be. Not Beyonce, not Rihanna, not Izzy, none of these women that are in the industry. That you should be who your child wants to be. When I was growing up, I wanted to be like my grandmother and my mother. To me, my grandmother worked her behind off to raise and make sure that her children were fed. And she did this alone because my grandfather, I don't even want to talk about him, as much as I love him, but he was just a deadbeat. And that's another show. But she made sure that her children knew what it was to be a hard worker and to get what they needed to get. You know, my grandmother was an amazing woman, and that's who I looked up to. That was my role model. I wanted to be like her. Sometimes she used to make me mad because she was such a good-hearted person that if someone did something to her, she would turn the other cheek and keep going. And I try to now, in her memory and to honor her, that's why a lot of times I kind of ignore what people do to me and keep going because she was an amazing person. My mother, God, my mother, she started off, she went to college, she dropped out. She was trying to be a singer. She used to sing behind quite a few entertainers. She wanted to launch her own career and just never got a chance to do it. So she worked in a bar for a little while. And once we started getting older, she did not want us to look at her as being a woman that worked in a bar. So what she did was she decided to go back to college, and she ended up, if anyone lives in Los Angeles, California, knows that thing. She ended up being the overall manager for Felix Automotive and ended up with her friend getting her own car dealer company along with her own business, on the side of that. And to me, that is someone that I want to look up to, a woman that was hardworking and did her own thing, had her own business, and didn't need a man to do anything for her. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being an entertainer. There's nothing wrong with looking at someone and go, wow, you know, I wish I could sing like that. I wish I could do. But you should be a role model to your child first. Or if you don't have a kid, if you have a godchild, you should be that child's role model. They should not have to go outside of you as a woman to have a role model. You should be that person, that child's role model. Because if your daughter does not want to emulate her life after you, then there's something wrong with your life, seriously. If your daughter looks more up to somebody like Beyonce or Rihanna or whoever more than she does you, then there's something going on. And I'm just using those terms. If your daughter looks at Miley Cyrus, good Lord, and wants to be like Miley Cyrus, something is wrong there. And I am not coming for anybody, so keep your cards, your letters, and your emails and your texts to your damn self. Excuse me, kids, to yourself. because I am just saying what needs to be said. You know, we all, there is no one that I see that I want to be like. You know, I my grandmother that's in Second Life, Desi, I think she's an amazing person. You know, she gets the job done, and she needs to do it, she does it, bam, 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 it's done. You know, women like that, women like Rachel and Snow Angel, who basically sits there and goes, you know what, this needs to be done, and bam, 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 it's done. You know, that's who you look upon when you're in Second Life, that is. That's who you look upon. In real life, you should be able to look upon your mother. You really, really should. As a little girl and as a teenager, that should be who your role model is. And when it's not your role model, you have to wonder what type of life are you, you know, you're emulating. Am I using the right word here? I think I'm saying it wrong. That you're basically, your child is looking to someone else to be their role model. Same way it is with men, even though this is not a guy show. Same way it is with men. If you have a son, then you should be basically projecting a positiveness for your son to go behind you and go, I want to be like my dad. I want to be just like my father. You should really have that, because if you're not their role model and they're seeking role model for someone else, then what are you showing? Especially when you're sitting up talking about children. When you're sitting up and talking about kids, pulsing all over the place, I mean, really? Hello? What are you saying to your kids? When you're sitting there, a grown adult, and you're talking about a two-year-old or a three-year-old, however old little Miss Blue is, what are you saying? You're telling your children that it's okay to talk bad about someone else if they're not perfect. If they're not beautiful, then it's okay to talk about them. Even though you're probably sitting there with rollers in your hair all over your head, looking crazy, and you actually have the nerve to actually talk about somebody else. Because, hello, I just woke up right now. And when you say I woke up like this, I don't care what Beyonce says she wakes up like. She wakes up just like the rest of us ladies. Trust and believe me. She wakes up with her hair all over her head. She wakes up with no makeup on. So when she tells you, I woke up like this, like she's just perfect, no, honey, no. If you're saying you woke up like this with your feet on the floor, being blessed, that's different. But when you say you woke up in your perfection, that's BS. I'm sorry. The only time you wake up with perfection, if you're in Second Life, and then you log on and perfect, that's it. Real life, honey, it don't happen. Because right now, my hair is all over my head, and that's how it is, and that's how it'll probably be for the rest of the day. Because this girl right here woke up like this, and I'm going to stay like this for the rest of the day. Please believe me, because I don't have the time. I mean, I am a human being. When I log into Second Life, oh, my God, I am perfection. Yeah. But here in the real world, no. And here in the real world, I don't think that it is right to talk about children, how they look. Come on. What's going on? Anyway, I've got somebody that's been on hold for 31 minutes, and they just called me and said, I really do want to talk. And I'm thinking, okay, I don't know what you want to talk about, but I'm going to bring them on, all right? Hello. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? Am I on?
I can hear you now. You're on.
All right. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Pelly Grosso, a.k.a. Angel. Your elf boy, Italian boy, what's up?
My God. Do you know what the show is about? Have you been listening?
Actually, I have. It's about self-esteem, little girls, having people talk about them. It's terrible what this world is coming to. Wherever it happens to be, like you said, be a role model to your babies, your godsons, your nieces. They don't have nobody to look up to. Stop giving them this fake personas on TV. Like you said, you know, I woke up like this and shit. Ain't nobody waking up perfectly. Everybody's fucked up, same way.
Hey, babe, watch your mouth. I've already know that there's 3 children that listen to this show.
Oh, I'm sorry, babies. I'm sorry. I apologize.
These are real life children. These aren't children from Second Life. These are real life children that are listening. So that's why I was curbing, you know, what I was going to say.
Oh, okay. I apologize. I'm going to watch my mouth. I'm going to try to watch my mouth. But like you said, be a role model to your baby. They are our future. You know, if they're looking at something else, they want to be somebody on TV, our future is gone. Their future is gone. Next generation future is gone. You know, and talking about Ivy and Northwest, Southwest, whatever the baby's name is.
I believe it's Northwest.
No, they don't know what is going on in the world. They just know they wake up and they're next to mommy and daddy. That's all they know.
Right.
They don't know nothing about the media. They don't know, you know, why are they taking pictures of me? And they're going to end up on Facebook people just putting over names like, you know, this BS, you know.
And I agree with that. You know, they have no idea, you know, all the commotion or whatever. Children, they don't know, and especially babies. You know, they have no idea what the commotion is about, you know, what's going on. They don't know. So they're basically in a state of, this is the norm, when in fact, you know, it's not the norm. I mean, you know, when I take my goddaughter around, you know, nobody's taking pictures of us. You know, nobody's taking pictures of us. Nobody could care less. You know, nobody's running up and go, hey, sugar, hey, you. Yeah, I know. You know, nobody's doing that.
Sure.
But it is, you know, it's like you say, you know, they don't know what's going on. And it's just really sad that adults are so, you know, are so, what's the word I'm trying to use? I don't even know what word to use for that. Because when you're an adult, you would think that they would look upon it being a child and kind of being a little bit more understanding. Okay. Thank you, my dear. Blue Ivy was born January the 7th, 2012, so she is 2 years old. Thank you so much. Somebody just told me that. I love my listeners. I really, really do. They're just wonderful people. They're just, love you guys. But yeah, I had no clue. I had no clue. Anyway.
Another thing, you know, like you were talking about Claudia's baby girl, right?
Yeah, right.
She stopped eating because they called her a name, this and that. These are not things that kids are just coming out like, oh, hey, you're fat. They don't know
exactly.
That. They don't know the word fat meaning behind it. So it must come from somebody, which is home.
Right.
You know, if you have a kid or somebody around you, have some manners. Give them respect. I know they're kids and people look at them. I should respect the kid. Yes, respect them. You know, give them some manners. Like, no, you don't do that. If they hear you say something, they're going to go to school and they're going to repeat it. And that's how everything starts.
Right, exactly. And the funny part about that, too, is that just like you said, they learn it at home. When kids go to school cursing and acting crazy, first thing the parents is like, where did you get that from? For real, where did they get that from? You really don't know?
Exactly. Exactly. I have a cousin. When he first started school, you know, he was kind of chunky. Now he's thin, so his body type changed, and he came home the same almost the same thing. Like, no, I don't want to eat. I don't want to eat. I just want to work out. I'm thinking to myself, work out? What you know about working out?
Exactly.
You should work out your fingers, go play PlayStation or go play handball or football or basketball. Throw a ball around. We're talking about I need to go to work out. You don't even know the first meaning of working out. You know, and
well,
he wasn't eating.
Definitely.
I was like, Your little buddy's half Italian. You gotta eat some pasta. You know, you can eat some tortillas. You can eat some rice and beans. You know, let's get down. So, that was very unacceptable.
I honestly, like I said, when I was, you know, in high school, well, actually junior high school, I was chunky, and no one ever brought it to my attention that I was chunky. But I mean, I knew because I knew my body form was different from other girls. But I never had less friends because of it. I never had people make fun of me. Now, if they did make fun of me, maybe they made fun of me when I didn't know about it. But I never had anyone to openly make fun of me, you know, because I was a little chunky. But the sad part about it is that nowadays kids make fun of you and they gather together to do it. You know, it's not just one person. It's like they gather together to make fun of you. And that's, you know, you have to think about what are they seeing this on. But it's not just the parents. This is also coming from television. You see a lot of it, you know, coming from TV. You really, really do. And magazines.
No, you're right. Because they little kids nowadays, they think they're like little gangsters. They see music videos.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to be so-and-so. Okay. Now, I went to the bank the other day, and it's funny that you brought this show up. Because my bank has an elevator, whatever, that goes upstairs. I went upstairs, and I was in the elevator with around 3-4 kids. I'm looking around, thinking, where's the parents? Now, mind you, I just come out of work. I had my jumpsuit on. I was all greased up. And they were laughing. And I turned around. They were pointing at me. And so I figured out, oh, they're laughing at me because I'm dirty, thinking I'm homeless, this and that, whatever. That's what one of them said. And I just laughed. I'm thinking, you have no idea, baby boy. And before I got off, I put a little grease on their face. And I was like, today, you're going to go home, you're going to tell your mama, your daddy, you met somebody that has a job.
Wow. Well, their parents probably don't have a job. Or if they do have a job, it's not legal. And not to say that that is the case, but
I don't know what
look
the case
at that.
Is,
they're making fun of you because you were greased up, not realizing that you own your own business, you know, two businesses, as a matter of fact. You know, so they don't even realize, you know, and that, but then again, that comes from what they see. It's like to them, you know, wow, you know, he's greased up, not realizing that, you know, yeah, but it's my own business and I make money from it. And what is your parents doing for a living? But it's sad. It really, really is. And the thing is that you don't understand how parents can do that. My daughter just made a big point. She was saying that how people actually pay money to be fit. You know, they'll pay money, you know, for their hips and, you know, their booties, you know, and their boobs to be thick, you know, and yeah. Probably because people are being judgmental of them being too thin. So it works both ways, because when have we, as women, and I'll be the first to say that I've done this, where I've seen someone that was really, really thin and laugh. You know, I'll be the first to say that, because I remember one time me and Dee Dee went to the store, and this girl was, I mean, she was like, if you would have blew on her, she would have probably flew away. And she and I both laughed at her. And Dee was like, dang, you know, she needs some beans and rice, you know. And now that I think about it, I'm thinking, wow, you know, I don't know if the fact that she may, you know, that's her body structure. She may not be able to gain any weight. And who am I to judge that? Now that I think about it, she could be happy with the fact that she's thin. She could be happy with that fact. You know, people that are overweight could be happy with the fact that they're overweight. You know, it's nobody's right to judge who you are, what you are, what you do. You know, and it's us as individuals. We shouldn't envy what another person has. You know, if another person has, you know, big boobs, big booty, we shouldn't envy that. You should be happy with what you have. And if you're not happy with what you have, then work on what you don't have. You know, I'm the biggest one who cannot deal with plastic surgery. I think that it is the stupidest thing to do. I've seen, matter of fact, on my my show, I'm going to show some really horrible plastic surgeries, you know, how they looked before and how they looked after, because you're basically doing something that's not the way God meant you to have it. And that's the sad part, because you're teaching your children the same thing. You're teaching your children that, oh, you know, this is beautiful. You know, this is beautiful. You know, Beyonce's beautiful. Rihanna's beautiful. This is beautiful. But let's face it, makeup does wonders. I mean, my goddaughter, Bomshi, had to actually show me, because I was making fun, I think it was Kendall, whatever that child's name is, Jenner. I was making fun, thought her lips were done. And my goddaughter shared a video with me to show me that, in fact, it was the makeup. The makeup honestly made her lips look fuller. And I'm thinking, wow, really? They made her lips look that full? And I'm thinking to myself, so makeup can do almost anything. I mean, prosthetics, you know, if you don't have a big booty, let's face it, you could buy one. So this is the day and age where beauty can be bought. So people don't really worry about who they are as an individual, as a person. They're too worried about what they look like. You know, instead of being concerned with our outer beauty, we need to be concerned with our inner beauty. We need to be concerned with who we are as a person. We need to be concerned of being a better person. That's why, whew, trust when I tell you that I have changed. Because, and he can tell you, because normally I am one of the biggest, nastiest thing that will criticize if it's not something I think is right. I used to be extremely judgmental, very much so, that I would talk about a person and not only behind their back but to their face, because I could care less. But as I've gotten older, you know, I'm only, what, 19 now, but as I've gotten older and I want to go ahead and honor my grandmother's memory, that I've changed with it. And it's a daily struggle, because a lot of times I'll be like, oh, my God. Oh, but I realize that it's not up to me to judge. It's not up to me to say, you know, what I feel all the time. Sometimes you just need to keep your mouth shut, you know, and that's what we need to do as adults. You need to keep your mouth shut. If you see that something is not right and you know it's going to affect your child, keep your mouth shut. If you want to judge, then get behind closed doors and judge one of your adult friends, but not in front of your kids, because your kids look up to you. They do. They look up to you, and they do, you know, what they see you do. You know, I believe me, I noticed that. My god baby now, she's demanding cookies, and I'm telling you, I laughed at it until her mother said, "This is your fault." And I was like, "How is that my because how I am in game and on Facebook about cookies is really how I am in real life about cookies. I love cookies. I love cookies, and I love chocolate chip cookies. I love them warm. And when she comes over, we always, you know, I always have her help me make a batch of hot chocolate. Now, she's the only one I'll share a whole cookie with, because that's my baby. I love her. So I'll share a whole cookie with her, well, a couple of whole cookies. And now when she goes home, she demands cookies. And I was like, oh, wow. But see, that's a positive thing, I think. I think that's a positive thing, you know, for her demanding cookies. Nothing wrong with that.
In what way?
What? You don't think it's a positive thing of her demanding cookies?
That ain't no damn positive way.
Yeah. You know what? Anyway, I think it is. But I also, when she's around me, there are certain things that I talk to her about, because I noticed one time she was making fun of a little girl who was bald-headed, and you could tell the little girl had been sick, and I think it was cancer. So she was like, ooh, Herb, she doesn't have any hair. And once I leaned over to her, I said, don't say that. I said, that little girl is sick. She's like, she is? I'm like, yeah, look at her. I said, you know, she might be sick, so don't say that. Because you can tell by the babe, by her, you know, her face and shit, you know, her face and everything, that she was probably had been sick. So when we got in the checkout, my God, I'm getting choked up with this. My my goddaughter had a little hat on, and she took a little hat off, and she said, "Here, you know, because you're beautiful, I'm going to give you my hat." And the little girl said, "Thank you," put the hat on, and the mother got teary-eyed, and so did I, because I'm thinking, wow, did I make a difference there? You know, and I'm hoping I did, because that really made me look at my little god baby so much different, because she's such an amazing little girl, and I don't want her to start judging people. You know, I don't want her to do that, and I want her to have a beautiful self-esteem about herself, because one thing about me, even when I was bigger, oh, my God, my self-esteem was through the roof. You know, I always thought I was the S. I always thought that about myself, you know. And now, since I've gotten older, I always think twice about myself. I don't have my self-esteem about who I am is still the same way. But there's certain things I might do, like my talk show or this show, whatever. I always second question myself. I always go, am I doing a good job? You know, is this what I'm supposed to do? You know, did I say the right things? You know, did I reach anybody? Because when I do certain things, they're basically, I'm doing it not for fame, not for glory, you know, not to make a name in SL or anything like that. I'm doing it to reach out to people. And I'm doing it because I want to make a difference. I don't want to have it where, you know, I've got this show and people go, God, you know, Sugar's the same ratchet for everybody else. I want to have my word speak, because in reality, I want Janie, my grandmother, to look down on me and say, that's right, baby, you're doing the right thing. And my mother, who I actually let everybody know, I think a week or so ago, she had her own talk show. It didn't dawn on me till one day. I'm thinking, my mother had a public talk show. Right. It was on public access. And I'm going, wow, I'm my mother, but in a good way, you know. I'm my mom. Wow, in a good way. So it was in a positive way. But, you know, I do want, you know, mothers, because I am going to do an event. And I've been putting off, and I'm going to do this event where it is for mothers to take a challenge to be a role model to their daughters. That is what I want the event to be about. Because even in Second Life, I want my daughters to look at me as being someone positive. I want my daughters to look at me as being someone, you know, that they can be proud of and say, hey, that's my mom. You know, I don't want my daughters to go, God, you know, I can't stand her, or, you know, she's not doing anything. Because even though it's Second Life, you still have to be a role model to those children that you call your kids. Because if you're not a role model to them, they're basically going to go to someone else. You know, and if you're standing there being ratchet, you know, and talking about everybody and starting confusion and starting mess and starting, you know, what do you think your children, your virtual kids are going to do? They're going to move on, because I would. You know, I feel that, yes, Second Life is a fantasy, it's role play, but if you take upon the responsibility of being a mother to someone, then you need to take upon the responsibility of being a positive person for them as well. You know, me and Angel talked about that, where, you know, we want to be positive, you know, for our virtual kids. We want to be there for them, you know, because when we took upon the role of being parents, you know, he and I both said, you know, if we're going to do this, we're going to do this right, you know. And yeah, we get busy. We have sometimes we're not there for our grandkids or our kids, and you know, sometimes we get too busy, but we still love them. And when they need us, I will drop any and everything to be there for my kids, because I put on that hat, so to speak. And Angel put on that hat, so to speak, and we want to be there for our children. So just like it is in real life, if you want to, because I have seen, and this is another show, so I won't go too depth in this, and Angel knows what I'm talking about, and this started off, I have seen people who basically neglect their kids for their virtual children. Where you've heard them tell their real-life kids, be quiet, you know, I'm on game. You know, hush, 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 I'm on game. And I'm thinking, really? Seriously?
Mm-hmm. I hear a lot of people say.
Right.
I hear a lot of females, especially females, that like being on mic and their kids behind, I'm hungry, or yelling at them, what's up? F are you doing? I'm going to beat your, you know, come on.
Right.
Get off the mic. Get off Second Life. Actually, stop. Don't even get off the mic. Get off Second Life. Get off Second Life.
Right.
Spend some time helping with their homework. Play with them. Take them to the park. Second Life is not going nowhere. Your kids are. Once they're 18, they're gone. Then you'll be, you know, crying, oh, my baby doesn't know her.
And sometimes they're gone before that mentally. They mentally check out. You know, if you wonder why your child is defying you or, you know, sometimes kids will do negative things to get attention because they're not getting it being, you know, just being your kids. You know, and I'm not coming for anybody, so keep your letters, keep your emails, keep your IMs to yourself because, honestly, I'm not coming for anybody, but if you feel like you have to come for me, then you must be guilty of it because when you are on Second Life, just like the angel said, Second Life is going to be there. You know, you're not going to miss anything, and what you do miss, it's just like a soap opera. It repeats itself, and we all know it does, and what you don't miss, your friends can tell you. So, honestly, it just, you know, there's been many parties that I've missed, and it's like, oh, okay, I missed that party, and there's one right around the corner. Or a wedding, and there's one right. The only wedding I care about is my, you know, and it's not only wedding, but my biggest wedding that we care about right now are our garbage weddings, and that's our biggest thing. But what I'm saying is that there's always something around the corner, and most of these people get married 2, 3, 5, 6, 7 times. So what difference does it make if Lisa gets, not, well, I shouldn't use my daughter's name, if Miranda gets married to Carlos today, trust me, in 3 more months, Carlos will be married to somebody else, Miranda will be married to somebody else. The wedding that you miss of Miranda and Carlos could be Miranda and Jesus or Carlos and Shakuquita. So you're not going to miss anything. Trust what I tell you. Everything repeats in Second Life. It's, like I said, it's just like a soap opera. Anyway. Last thing I want to leave with you.
This avatar dancing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Really? Well, we'll talk about that on another show because we only got less than we have 2 minutes left. Anyway, the last thing I want to leave with you is that I'm sincere about this. Be a role model to your children, to your daughters, to even to your sons, ladies, because your sons look at you as the first woman in their life. If you're living your life ratchet, your son looks at that. Trust what I tell you. When he brings home a ratchet woman and you're wondering why, don't wonder why. If you're living your life the wrong way. If you're living your life positive, then yeah, wonder why. Get him in somewhere and beat him up and ask him what's wrong with him. They'll beat him up. But anyway, that's child abuse. But seriously, do what we can as women to be role models to our daughters. Let us give them the self-esteem that they truly, truly need. And not only in real life, but also in Second Life. Let's be role models to our daughters. That's my last word. Dave, you got anything to say?
Yep, belly kisses.
That's not what I meant. Anyway, as always, thank you so much for listening. I have a show for 8 p.m. Not really sure what I'm going to talk about. On the Grid Tuesday is the Scandal Show. Finally, Scandal. As you all know, I don't know anything about Scandal, so this show should be quite interesting. Anyway, as always, mwah, sugar kisses.